Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, after the speeches last night at the end of the primary season and with the ongoing drama about how Clinton will end her campaign and whether she'll be Obama's running mate, they are both speaking again this morning before AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby group. Obama is speaking right now, and Clinton will speak shortly. We will go into the Obama speech in a minute, but we'll set this up with J.J. Goldberg from the Jewish newspaper The Forward. He's editorial director. And WNYC political director, Andrea Bernstein. Good morning, Andrea. Hope you got some sleep after last night.
Oh, a tiny bit. Good morning, Brian.
Flying from the Clinton event in Lower Manhattan to Washington and AIPAC, where you are now. And J.J. Goldberg, welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Do you want to set up this first clip we're going to play of Obama speaking a few minutes ago? Andrea, this has something to do with email.
Yes. I mean, one of the things that is interesting about this speech, and I think we're going to be hearing a lot of this from Barack Obama, is he actually started to introduce himself. I think that one of the lost opportunities for him of not campaigning in Florida was that he didn't get to have an introduction to a heavily Jewish electorate. So he started about talking about who he is. And then he mentioned an email campaign, which has been a little bit below the radar.
Before I begin, I also want to mention that I know some have been receiving provocative emails that have been circulated throughout the Jewish communities across the country, and a few of you may have gotten them. They're filled with tall tales and dire warnings about a certain candidate for president, and all I want to say is let me know if you see this guy named Barack Obama, because he sounds pretty scary. But if anybody's been confused by these emails, I want you to know that today I will be speaking from my heart and as a true friend of Israel.
J.J. Goldberg, does Barack Obama have a whispering campaign problem in the Jewish community?
Oh, he certainly does. There are Jews, not necessarily Republicans, but devout Jews, older Jews who've been through the Holocaust, more religious Jews who have a stronger sense of aloneness in the world, who see him as a threat, who are ready to believe the worst, and are not willing to give anybody a pass because of the whole notion of never again. So, yes, there is a whisper campaign, and it's going to cost him something. It's hard to know what.
But let me take a step back here. Because Jews are reliably Democratic in recent presidential elections at about the 75% level, despite the popularity of the Iraq War in Israel in 2004, despite Natan Sharansky's book, An Embrace of Bush, in 2004, 75% of American Jews went for Kerry, just like they did for Gore. So do you think there is any real chance that they'll go for Obama in any significantly less numbers?
It's not exactly a 75% consistent majority of Jews for Democrats. It's a majority that ranges from 90% in the case of Lyndon Johnson or Franklin Roosevelt to 85% in the case of Bill Clinton to 65% in the case of Adlai Stevenson, in the case of Walter Mondale and Michael Dukakis and George McGovern. So between 90 and 65, the difference, I believe, is 25%, which is about 1 million votes nationwide. That's very significant. Right now, Barack Obama is polling against McCain at 61%. That's lower than any Democrat since World War II, except for Jimmy Carter. So he could lose 1 million votes, and 1 million votes in 6 or 7 key electoral states where most Jews live is a problem.
Let's play a little more of Senator Barack Obama speaking moments ago, and the speech is still going on, but this is a clip from a few minutes ago, where he frames his support for Israel.
I have been proud to be a part of a strong bipartisan consensus that has stood by Israel in the face of all threats. That is a commitment. That is a commitment that both John McCain and I share, because support for Israel in this country goes beyond party. But part of our commitment must be speaking up when Israel's security is at risk. And I don't think any of us can be satisfied that America's recent foreign policy has made Israel more secure. Hamas now controls Gaza. Hezbollah has tightened its grip on southern Lebanon, and it's flexing its muscles in Beirut. Because of the war in Iraq, Iran, which always posed a greater threat to Israel than Iraq, is emboldened and poses the greatest strategic challenge to the United States and Israel in the Middle East in a generation. Iraq is unstable, and al-Qaeda has stepped up its recruitment. Israel's quest for peace with its neighbors has stalled, despite the heavy burdens borne by the Israeli people. And America is more isolated in the region, reducing our strength and jeopardizing Israel's safety. The question is how to move forward. There are those who would continue and intensify this failed status quo, ignoring 8 years of accumulated evidence that our foreign policy is dangerously flawed. And then there are those who would lay all the problems of the Middle East at the doorstep of Israel and its supporters, as if the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the root of all trouble in the region. These voices blame the Middle East's only democracy for the region's extremism. They offer the false promise that abandoning a stalwart ally is somehow the path to strength. It is not. It has never been, and it never will be. Our alliance is based on shared interests and shared values. Those who threaten Israel threaten us. Israel has always faced these threats on the front lines, and I will bring to the White House an unshakable commitment to Israel's security. That starts with ensuring Israel's qualitative military advantage. I will ensure that Israel can defend itself from any threat, from Gaza to Tehran. Defense cooperation between the United States and Israel is a model of success, and it must be deepened. As President, I will implement a memorandum of understanding that provides $30 billion in assistance to Israel over the next decade, investments to Israel's security that will not be tied to any other nation.
Senator Barack Obama from moments ago before the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee in Washington. And as we continue to bring you extended speech excerpts, that was about 3 minutes, breaking out of the media's usual soundbite model. We are with WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein and J.J. Goldberg, editorial director for the Jewish Daily Forward. And Andrea, I guess he was daring the emailers who the previous clip referred to email this and telling American Jews, I am safe, I am safe, I am safe. Yes?
Well, I think, yes. And I think that it's not, it's fortuitous for him that he is speaking before this crowd today, because John McCain was here a few days ago, and he is really hitting Obama on foreign policy, hitting him on Iran. So it gives Obama the opportunity at the outset of this general election phase of the campaign to really hit back. And just a few moments after the cut that you played, he stood up and he said that, you know, he would do everything to ensure that Iran does not get nuclear weapons, and then he repeated that. He's been getting many, many standing ovations this morning. And, you know, while it may be that the Jewish community overall is, perhaps a little sourer on Obama than they've been on previous Democrats, this is a crowd he really needs to get, and it's a crowd that is very, very concerned about military action.
Well, why does he really need to get this crowd? Jews are less than 2% probably of the American electorate, or at least the American population, and where Jews are concentrated, New York most of all, he's going to win anyway, almost certainly. Florida, not so, likely to win, say the political analysts. Where else does it matter?
I think that's true, but I think that it's the symbolism of having this community behind him, which is sort of seen as more hawkish on Middle East foreign policy. And I think that he's hoping that with the support of AIPAC and its members, who are also, you know, big donors to all political parties, that he is going to be able to send that signal. I mean, this debate about his Iran policy and whether he is pro-appeasement, as John McCain has been putting forward, is going to be one of the central planks of the Republican campaign against Barack Obama. And I think he's trying to win support here as part of his effort to inoculate himself against those charges.
One more shorter clip now of Senator Obama speaking before AIPAC just moments ago, endorsing the two-state solution.
Across the political spectrum, Israelis understand that real security can only come through lasting peace. And that is why we, as friends of Israel, must resolve to do all we can to help Israel and its neighbors to achieve it. Because a secure, lasting peace is in Israel's national interest. It is in America's national interest. And it is in the interest of the Palestinian people and the Arab world. As president, I will work to help Israel achieve the goal of two states, a Jewish state of Israel and a Palestinian state, living side by side in peace and security.
So, J.J. Goldberg from The Forward, that last statement is probably not any different than any other politician says. And the earlier statement, the longer one, that that stark statement of his solidarity with Israel, does that matter to the support of American Jews, or does that get brushed off as words they can't believe?
I think there was a signal that he sent when he gave his really strong declaration of support for Israel that he's strongly committed as well to a negotiated peace, to compromise, and I think he said hard decisions on both sides. He talked about America helping Israel and its neighbors achieve peace. That is, in effect, a coded challenge to the Jewish community to get behind the sorts of compromises he's talking about. He said Israelis across the spectrum understand the need for the two-state solution.
Like what? Is
American
he asking?
Jews across the spectrum do not. They've been fed red meat for so long by fundraisers and lobbyists and people who have an interest in keeping them scared to death that when they hear things like that, they expect to hear from a politician, Israel will never be defeated and the Arabs are a bunch of bums.
JJ, we have 15.
Obama doesn't give them that.
We have 15 seconds. Are you saying Obama is asking for different sacrifices from Israelis than President Bush is asking for?
No, not at all. I'm saying that he's being pegged. Bush gets away with never pushing for those sacrifices. He says it, but he doesn't do anything, and that's what makes him popular.
J.J. Goldberg, editorial director for the Jewish Daily Forward, and WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein at the AIPAC conference in Washington, where Senator Obama has just finished his speech and Senator Clinton is about to start. So we'll have more of her later. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us.